Now, will you notice, we have come now to the third brother. He's a lovely fella, and he is the man that you just can't help but rejoice in him. He's the dependable brother, one of those unknown saints. Listen to this, verse 12. Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Here's a man sound in the faith. Yea, and we also bear witness. And in the mouth now of two witnesses, the thing is established. But Demetrius, he has a good report of all men, and the truth bears witness to him, because he's sound in the faith. And John says, I bear witness, and ye know that our witness is true. This church knew that John bore a true witness. Now, may I say, Demetrius is obviously one of these wonderful saints of God that this man, Diotrephes, had actually shut out of the church. May I say to you, this man, Demetrius, we have only one verse about him here. That's all we know. He's never mentioned again in Scripture. Let me just give this. While there's only one verse about Demetrius, it gives us an insight into the Christian character of this noble saint of God. We cannot identify him with any other of the same name. His name means belonging to Demeter. Ceres, that is. We get our word cereal from that, the god of agriculture. And that identifies him as a convert from paganism. He evidently was brought up in a pagan home. Worship the gods of the Greeks and Romans. And this man, converted, now goes around teaching, and he adorned the doctrine of Christ. Others testified to his character, and he was true to the doctrine of Scripture. Now, here are the three men. They pass before us in this little epistle. Christianity was on trial in the first century. Two of these men that are mentioned in this epistle, they're genuine. They're real. They're wonderful children of God. One delightful brother. Another dependable brother. But one of them, dictator, he was a phony. May I say to you, the gospel walked in shoe leather in the first century in the Roman Empire. Now, come back to verse 12 again. It's all we have about Demetrius, and we want to see something about this man. Now, will you notice? Demetrius, I'm reading, hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear witness, and ye know that our witness is true. Now, this is evidently the man that John mentions, and at least he's among the group of men that John mentions that Diotrephes would not receive. He was one of the many itinerant preachers who went about in that first century, humble, unknown, and unsung. He was a member of that great army that carried the gospel throughout the Roman Empire so that it could be said that the whole world had heard the gospel. And that actually was true, and it means the whole Roman world of that day. They were the civilized world. It was entirely evangelized, and they were pushing out beyond its borders when the apostasy began to set in, when there came in men like Diotrephes. Now, will you notice about this man? He's one of these shining lights, then, of the New Testament. And again, may I say, this is the only reference to him. One of these humble saints. And around us today, there are multitudes of people like that. They're not a Diotrephes, and they're not even a Gaius, an outstanding Christian. They're just an humble saint of God. But they're doing their thing, the thing God's called them to do, and in an humble way. Maybe this woman I heard about teaching a little Sunday school class. She teaches the handicapped. How wonderful. Nobody knows about her. Nobody's ever given her a loving cup. Ought to, but they never have. She doesn't want it. She'd be embarrassed if you gave her one. How many saints of God there are like that today that God is using in a small way? They're not trying to be the chief soloist. They just sing in the choir. They don't try to be the main speaker. They don't want to preside. They don't want to be chairman of every board. They're just willing to fade into the woodwork of the church. But they are one of the pillars of the church. They're supporting the work. And they're encouraging the preacher. I think one of the most wonderful members I ever had was a dear little lady came in every Sunday morning on a cane. And she never missed a Sunday morning. There's always something nice that she had to say. Always encouraging the preacher. She told me one time, she says, I think that's my job to do that. Says, that's all I can do. Well, she did other things too, I'd have you know. But the church is filled with wonderful saints of God today. And when I mentioned last time about these diotrephes around, don't get the impression that everybody's a diotrephes in the church. Thank God they're very few. And it's a good thing they're very few. Here it's 2 to 1. I think it's more than that, 100 to 1 today. Generally, they are around, but thank God for these folks. Now, the tense that John used here indicates that Demetrius had a good reputation in the past. He still had a good reputation, and this was over a long period of time. Time-tested faith, Demetrius the dependable. The church knew him as a man of God. You might deceive the church, but he was tested by the truth. He measured up to the definition of a believer. And John knew him and agreed. 3 witnesses. He adorned the doctrine. Now, the real test of the Christian life, you see, it's not on the arena backed by applause. It's not before the crowd in the Colosseum. There were 5 million martyrs who bear testimony to the truth of the gospel in the first 3 centuries. They laid down their life for Christ. But did you know that there were many more million than that who bear witness by the faithful lives they live each day? Nothing spectacular, nothing sensational, nothing outstanding. They're just living for God. They have a purpose. They have a direction. And they have a thrilling experience. After World War II, there were the English boys who wrote the book, Look Back in Anger. And it revealed a bottomless pessimism. No hope for the future. And this has produced the beetle brain mob of youth today with no direction. A group told me in Athens, I say a group, 3 of them, they wanted to drop out of society. Into the decadent first century with its low morals and the erosion of character, there came the message from God that he gave his son, and there were multitudes who came in contact with him, and they got involved. And may I say to you, you may not find their names in the yellow pages, but you'll find them in the Lamb's Book of Life. They lived for God, unknown to the world. And they died unknown to the world, but they are known to God, and their names are inscribed on high.